A chaplain visits a man named Robert in a rehabilitation center. Robert says, "I lost my mobility. I lost my independence. People keep telling me to be positive. I am tired of being positive." The chaplain answers, "You do not have to perform positivity with me." Robert exhales. That one sentence opens the door. Christian gratitude discernment does not require people in hardship to become cheerful on command. Instead, it gently helps them notice one sign of grace when they are ready. One sign of grace may be small. A nurse was kind. A daughter visited. Pain eased for an hour. A prayer came out as a whisper. A verse was remembered. A neighbor brought food. A tear finally came. A person asked for help. Small grace is still grace. Lamentations 3 speaks from deep affliction. The writer says, "My soul still remembers them and is bowed down within me." But then he says, "This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is because of Yahweh's loving kindnesses that we are not consumed, because his compassion doesn't fail. They are new every morning. The pain is real, the mercy is real." Both are brought before God. A leader can guide this gently. First, name the pain. Robert, what has been hardest today? Second, honor embodied reality. How is your body holding up? Are you sleeping? Are you exhausted? Third, ask permission. Would it feel helpful or pressured to look for one small mercy today? Fourth, notice grace without exaggeration. If Robert says, "My daughter came," the leader can say, "That sounds like a real mercy in a very hard day." Fifth, hold hope. Christ is near in this valley. We do not have to see the whole road to receive mercy for today. Ministry Sciences observes that small practices of noticing support resilience and meaning-making, but Christian hope is more than resilience. Christian hope rests in the God whose compassions are new every morning and whose sun rose from the dead. What harms is forced brightness. What helps is gentle noticing. The leader's question is not, "Why aren't you more thankful?" The better question is there one grace God is giving you today, even if the sorrow is still heavy? Christian gratitude discernment helps people in the valley receive small grace, real pain, and living hope before God.